Krishna, they have no concept of a law. Sometimes in the Mayavadi programs you hear, we are singing now to the immortal within us, and so on. Because they don't have this turning to Krishna, therefore their kirtan always will lack a certain taste, which in our Krishna consciousness language we call the kirtan rasa. The taste of kirtan has a devotional flavor. It has bhakti or love, or at least affection or gratitude, some type of favorable feeling for Krishna in the center. And it's really the wealth of our tradition. I had one friend, Syam Das was his name. He was instrumental in introducing kirtan to the yoga scene in America. And he was a devotee of Krishna. He was not an impersonalist. And he told me that he so much appreciates whenever he has a chance to sit in a kirtan of devotees, of our Hare Krishna devotees, because he can see that there is a huge difference between our kirtan and the kirtan of the non-devotees. And that is that we sing to Krishna and experience in our kirtan a response which is called the kirtan rasa, no? The kirtan taste is there. We sing for Krishna and then Krishna is so kind to give us a taste, a divine taste, which maintains our singing. And that is really kirtan with life. The other is kirtan without life. Life is missing. So, when you do kirtan, it's wonderful that you learn the instruments. And I mean, Sunil was singing like a Gandhava, and he was moving his hands very expertly over the keyboard of the harmonium. And Nimai played like 50,000 Bengalis together. and so on. But you have to be aware not to fall into the trap of self-absorption. I'm doing now the kirtan. Hopefully everyone will like it. Hopefully I won't be censored and dragged away from my instrument and beaten in the corner. You know, it's not like this. I'm joking. So today I would like to give you a few tips through which we can improve our attention to Krishna while we chant. I still remember the devotees in Sydney had purchased a parrot. Or maybe one devotee who joined had given his pet parrot to the temple, and they put the cage before the entrance to the temple. There was the golden cage or some type of cage, and the parrot was inside it. So because the parrot had so much association with devotees, they trained him to chant Hari Bol. And also the entire Hare Krishna mantra, believe it or not, he could say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So when Srila Prabhupada came, he was just entering the temple. All of a sudden he says, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And Prabhupada did not know from where this came. It was so. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada looked at the parrot and he started to break up in laughter. Can we say to break up? He broke up. He was laughing about this parrot. And then he gave a lecture. He said, today I came into the temple and there was a parrot chanting. But when death comes, the parrot will not go, Hare Mohan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The parrot will go, you know, and he made that screeching sound which parrots do when they are under intense stress. So he said, don't chant like this. And then he said this, see the effect. But see the effect of chanting this mantra. If you experience the effect or not, that is up to you. If you begin chanting seriously, you feel the effect very soon. So this is called manmana. You will think of Krishna. As soon as one chants Hare Krishna, immediately he remembers Krishna. He immediately remembers Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's attributes, everything. That is called to absorb the mind in Krishna. That means you become immediately a first-class yogi. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenatmaratmana. This is the process. So the idea is turning to Krishna. This is the process. The parrot cannot turn to Krishna. He has no concept of Krishna. Maybe in some corner of his complicated genetic codex, he also knows there's something superior to him, the cloud maybe, who gives him water. But he has no clear understanding of a God. And therefore, his chanting is mechanical, it's external, it's not devotional, it's just something in the vocal cords. The devotee in difference, or as is different in a devotee, the devotee will turn to Krishna. So I would like to now do something with you, where we learn to concentrate ourselves on Krishna. I think you have brought your, I see Shreya has hers handouts. Could you please open them at page number 9? There are actually, yeah, right, there actually is another extra one, even. If you are here and you don't yet have your handouts, you can go, I guess, to Manu and he will print them out for you. There is something called the Traktaka meditation, which we have started in our movement, but we have not really, we have everywhere mantra cards, but only a few devotees were instructed in using them as aids to aid their concentration. Because in this workshop, I will take you through a series of exercises, 3 exercises altogether. I want to start our journey today with using the Traktaka meditation. Traktaka means fixing the gaze. Hari Nam Chintamani says, if you read before, up there, One should not lack enthusiasm to chant his prescribed number of holy names. Again and again, one should fix his gaze on the holy name. The way you do it is, you try to chant while you read the Maha Mantra. You know, when you say Hare, your eyes are on Hare. When you move to Krishna, your eyes are on Krishna. When you move to Hare, your Hare. When you move to Krishna, I think you get the idea. The reason why we do it is because when we look somewhere else, our attention goes there. Wherever you look, that's where the attention goes. I noticed our wife of Krishna, Gladini or
Gopalanandini.
When the sound was there of the door opening, Gopalanandini looked back. Who is it? Hopefully it is my husband. and so on. And just by fixing your gaze there, your attention did immediately go there. This is normal, and this is to be done. Wow, I see you have something, isn't it?
Yes.
This is even better. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for this exercise.
We have only for the students of this year, because the students from last year should, or the year before, should have theirs.
Is it a present?
Yes, it
is. Wow. So Rabi doesn't get any? Okay. So the way we do this is, if you can put them, this is very nice, but please don't put them on the bare floor. Put them on just something, a notebook or...
He's a first year student, Maharaj.
First year student. Yeah? So what we will do is, we will chant now the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we will again and again fix our gaze on this. It's a little unfamiliar, I know, it's a little bit special, but you will need it because we will soon go to the next exercise. So it is something like a preparation. Our attention, it will be much easier if we look at the Hare Krishna mantra to be fully absorbed and attentive than if our eyes go somewhere else. We study the ceiling while we chant, or any other mindless study project is going on which distracts us. So please sit tall. We will chant together in one voice, maybe half a round, or actually we can do a whole round. Sunil, are you tired like the day before yesterday?
I'm much more awake today.
Good. Do a few deep breaths so that you relax and unwind a little. Our task is now very simple. We will chant together the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra using the Traktaka method of chanting while we gaze at the mantra. Please let us chant the Panchatattva mantra before, and then go into it. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Thank you very much. Now the remaining half of our round we will chant each one on his own. Please, I know it is unusual, maintain the practice of gazing at the written letters of the Hare Krishna mantra while you chant. Please let us start now individual chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram 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 Ram
Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. There is one. Sorry. A very famous Vaishnava. I think you have heard about him. His name was he was named by his parents Gopal, and Lord Chaitanya added the affix guru to it. When he was only 8 years old, he had a memorable encounter with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the bathroom where he had and he was biting his tongue. So the little boy asked, "Why are you biting your tongue?" Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya said, "Well, if my tongue is so enthusiastic to chant, to vibrate the holy name, and in the bathroom it's an unclean place, and there's an unclean activity, and I don't wish that the unclean thing which is happening in the bathroom that influences my Lord's holy name." "That's wrong," said the little boy. "The holy name can never be contaminated. It's like the sun. The sun may shine on a place which is dirty, where there's benzene maybe and refuse, but it will not become contaminated. And the opposite, it will really purify the place. In the same way, Krishna can never become contaminated by this world and things of this world, but he will purify it." "Also," Gopal continued, "you never know when you are dying." And if you, I will not try to continue in this high children voice because it sounds a little strange. If you die while you chant, while you are in the bathroom, this is not a very good day. Imagine you're in the... Anyways, don't imagine it. This is not the right place to die. So, but if you should die, if you have the holy name on your lips, no problem. It will be very good for you. This is what the little boy said. 2 points. Holy name cannot be contaminated, and second of all, you don't know when you die, so better chant always. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so satisfied with him that he embraced him, took him on his lap and said, "From today your name is Gopal Guru." Not Gopal. "Gopal Guru, because you have instructed me like my spiritual master on the secrets of chanting." Now when he became grown up, this personality became a very reputed or well known and famous acharya who instructed many disciples in the secrets of performing spiritual life. And he had one disciple whom he requested to write down his instructions in something like a guidebook. This guidebook, this disciple is known Dhyan Chandra Goswami. It means the moon of meditation. It's a nice name. Huh? Dhyan Chandra means the moon of meditation. And he wrote, "What is really good japa?" Would you like to know his instructions?
Yes.
It's quite advanced, but I think it's necessary to hear. Gopal Chladini, you are ready, isn't it?
Yes.
It's quite mystical language, so you really have to concentrate. Mano matye stito mantro. Mantra matye stitam manaha. Mano mantro samayuktam etat hi japalakshanam. The mantra should first be situated in the core of the devotee's mind. So you bring the mantra, the sound vibration, into your mind. There's nothing going on in your mind accept the vibration of the mantra. And then the mind should be firmly situated in the heart of the mantra. Who can imagine what is the heart of the mantra?
Bhakti,
that's Hladini very Shakti. Nice. Sorry?
Hladini Shakti.
Hladini Shakti. Heart of the mantra. The Ishta Devata is the heart of the mantra. Ishta Devata means the deity of our heart is there. For us, the Maha Mantra is seen as a Yugal Mantra. It means Radha and Krishna, the divine couple, are seen together. Yugal means a couple. So you bring the mantra into the mind, and you bring the mind into the essence of the mantra, to Krishna. Now, I know that this is quite advanced for devotees in the, and therefore I want to make it more simple for you. It means really that you must absorb your whole being into the mantra. Thereafter, when one's mind is devotionally absorbed in the mantra, a state of equilibrium is attained. That is the symptom of real japa. What is equilibrium? An equilibrium is a state where seemingly opposing forces are balanced. Just like when you have, what is this called? A seesaw, is it? When you go... that can come to a state where there is a balance. It's neither up, neither something is up, nor the other side is down. It is balanced. It is the forces are balanced. A well balanced state of mind can come when you are totally absorbed in the mantra. Absorption means, if you are a little bit older, then this is an instruction for you. You meditate on the sound vibration in your mind, and your mind goes inside the mantra and there meditates on Radha and Krishna. It's a little bit advanced. Some of you are maybe advanced. I hope we have some real people here amongst us. But in case we have just very beginners in the process of spiritual life, no problem. It means you must absorb yourself. That's all. Absorb yourself. Now, I want to now lead you into an exercise which will help us to absorb ourselves. I first learned this exercise from Burijan Prabhu in the sacred land of Vrindavan. He said we should hear each name in the mantra, and from this I developed my own method based on what Prabhupada said, where you first start, before you hear every or become absorbed in every name, you start with every first Hari. You know, we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari, the first Hari. Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari Krishna. So you first bind your mantra, your attention to the first Hari. And then we will try every Matra. This is now the high school of Japa. I recognize it is really very, very powerful. In the beginning, Prabhupada wrote about this technique. In the beginning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna. We say Hare. Thus we say, Oh Radharani, Oh Hare, Oh energy of the Lord. That's the entry point. Hare. Oh Radharani, Oh energy of the Lord. When we address someone in this way, he usually says, Yes. What do you want? The answer is
Krishna.
Krishna, yes. Service to Krishna. Please engage me in your service. Devotees know Krishna can only be had through bhakti or devotional service. So the devotee does not want Krishna because he won't get him. Mm-hmm. He wants bhakti. It's almost when you want this thermos, when you want to have such a thermos, it's a very beautiful thermos, then instead of going directly for the thermos, you should maybe get some rubles together. And only when you have some rubles is a Russian currency, euros, you will automatically get the thing. The thermos. So in the same way, my dear devotees, we want bhakti, we want devotional service for Krishna. Then we will get Krishna. Without bhakti, no one has ever gotten Krishna. Not coming. It's not interested in someone whose heart is made from steel. Steel hearts. So this entering into the chanting, Manu and myself have put this into the stream of the chanting. I want to show you some pictures which one student of the Japa course, of the Japa of the Kirtan course has made. Anna Kotova has painted these beautiful paintings which you will see now, which will be in the new world, new Manu Magnin. Who is that? See, can we take the good? And also, is it possible to remove the arrow somewhere? Yes. Yeah. Wow, now it's very aesthetic. The chanting here is compared to with a stream of the holy name. Here is the chanter, that's you. And your idea now is to bring your mind into the mantra, right? You have to bring the mind there. So in some ways you have to enter with your mind the stream of nectar. Then as you are entering, this is you inside the stream, as you are entering into this beautiful stream of the mantra, you will feel the influence and you should offer your attention to the mantra. And finally, the last image will show you, fully absorbed, you will float down the mantra. Do you appreciate this?
Yes.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Mm-hmm. This is you. All the time you're sitting there. Can we see it again? Because some of us learn by imageries. Thank you. First, you are just sitting there, maybe one. Is this the first? Or yes. We have your first, you're just sitting there. You are there. Nityananda is there. Shreya is there. Shreya is
just trying to chant, concentrating very much, and just entering the mantra by fixing her whole attention or his whole attention on the first hari, it's the beginning. Then you enter deeper into the mantra. You hear each word. This is the second stage. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You really hear. And finally, you are swept away. One day, no, always we want to be like this. So, what picture should we leave? Maybe for the beginning we go to the very first one. Thank you.
Please take your japa mala, or if you don't have japas malas with you, no problem. What we will do now is, as we chant, we will try to remember again and again to focus our mind on the first hari. We need to start somewhere. And this is the Prabhupada says, in the beginning of the Hare Krishna mantra, we first address the internal energy of Krishna. Hare! Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. And then more comes. We will go deeper. But first let us really now go very deep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. A little time. Hare Krishna. Yes. Please sit tall. Chair is all right. When you sit on a chair, which some of us are needing to do sometimes, the idea is keep the spine tall, because you will be able to concentrate better. When you are sitting down, it's not so good. If you chant like this, your concentration will be stifled. Also sit straight. Huh? This is the idea. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govardhavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Full concentration on the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
First Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Full concentration
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Thank you very much. Now we will stay with the entire mantra, full concentration to each single holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please try, it will work, it will work. If you try, it will work.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It will help us if we imagine that the holy name is like this river of nectar which we just have to receive. Now remember, Dhyan Chandra Goswami, the disciple of this amazing personality, said, let the mantra come into the mind. So receive it and don't strain too much. If you strain too much, then you might lose it. Just open yourself and receive. Please start now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Try to immerse ourselves in chanting. I really request you that this is only an image. Sometimes an image can say more than 1,000 words. The idea of this image is that, yes, we are allowing the mantra to carry us. Yes, to carry us. In this, we will have a kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Thank you very, very much for participating in this. I call it always river chanting. At the very end of our little workshop, I will request you to become professors of the Holy Name. I will distribute to you a piece of paper, or let me say a little writing on. It's not in your notes or in your what accompanies you. It will talk about the causes of inattention. See, there are three causes of inattention. There is inertia or laziness. We are just too lazy. there is a restlessness. We are so restless with other things. Or in indifference, we really don't care for Krishna consciousness and so on. So there is always a remedy for all of these things. There is a remedy for laziness, a remedy for restlessness, and a remedy for indifference. We will build now three groups from all of you, and Then I will request Gaur Krishna will distribute and Manu will distribute to you these little articles, or you would say in modern language blocks, about these causes of inattention, and then you will have to read them on your own. Next step is you have to discuss them, and the third is you have to present them to the group. Hare Krishna. This means that in the very beginning you have to choose one amongst you who is a spokesperson. He will make astute notes of all the contributions, and then he will stand here before the eyes of the world. I thought we will have a camera, a video camera, and we will present it to Mayapur TV, maybe. Is it possible?
In theory, yes, Maharaj.
Sorry?
In theory, it is possible.
In theory, it is possible, but maybe we shouldn't do it in the beginning. You will stand here and then present to the group your group findings. Okay? Is it clear? I will guide you through the steps. First of all, we need to make three groups, and the really easiest is you just count from 1 to 3. 1, 2, 3, then 1, 2, 3, and then all the, and then you remember what was your number. Were you a num, or were you a 1, or were you a 2, or were you a 3? And then number 1 can come here. I will guide you in this. Would you like to start, Shreya?
1, 3.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1 to go here. Yes, 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 yes. All the twos can please go here, and all the threes go at the, please go at the end.
The same copy of Avengers.
You will get identical, I mean the ones will all get articles on what was it? Laziness, yes. You will have to deal with your own laziness. Okay, we are set up. Now the next thing is you have to choose one spokesperson amongst them who looks extremely bright. You know. So number one, have you found your spokesperson?
Yes.
Number two, have you found your spokesperson? Number three, have you found your spokesperson? Very important, the task of the spokesperson is to, best is you have to take notes. Whatever everyone now says, you have to write it down so that you can give a brilliant lecture about the problems of, let us say, laziness here in number one. What is it? What does it mean? And then how can we cure or remedy this? What can we do to overcome laziness? Then we will soon hear right after that number two. What is your problem?
Restlessness
in the mind. This is the big problem. I have it a lot. So you will first isolate what is it, how does it manifest in the chanting, and then you will see what is the remedies about it. And again, the spokesperson, then you will discuss it. The spokesperson will note that down. And the number three is
indifference,
the same process. So, but we will start first by just reading it on our own. You have to read a little bit with comprehension. You can, it's your piece of paper. You can, maybe if something strikes you which you would like to relate to the group, you can underline it. And obviously, if there are points which are not mentioned in this, it's a writing from Bhaktivinoda Thakur from the 18th century. If there's something which you find in the group as very good to cure, in order to cure this problem, then you can also mention it. Please start with reading now, individual reading. Who is your spokesperson? Who?
Sunil.
Sunil is the spokesperson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, may I? Does any one of you have a tissue paper, please? There is one. Please continue.
I mean, I wrote down things right at this time, so it's like it's all related to the reality. And it's my determination of whether it's a bit tired or it's kind of just want to finish your priorities. And another thing is, here it says, one where seeks respite or opportunity to interrupt the change. So it's like your mind is kind of making excuses. This philosophical battle that you're having, the mind is generally always going to win. So it's like Glenn Marge is also saying to overcome that issue, pray. Because then Krishna empowers us to just
so pray as a level of the
I think making excuses, I think, is like another kind of way to a hash around it.
When you say you can't do it, I mean, it's no matter what anyone says, because you believe you can't do it, you actually can't do it. If you believe you can't jump, for example, then you can't jump. Until you believe that you can, then you can work. Then all these things can help. But if you don't believe that,
The thing is, maybe we can practice, and then we can look maybe sooner than later.
You have 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. We have 2 more minutes. Please work on the remedies.
Overcoming the laziness. Inspiration.
Watch this. Yeah, I think that you're good.
I think, I mean, the main thing that also to our head is disassociation. And the consequences of association, it's like a desire to constantly chant. And then, okay, why is that? If you don't have that desire, you see the desire in others and then are inspired by their desire.
So if we're lazy, we see others not lazy, yeah. We see their desire to try and control nicely.
You have 30 more seconds. Please round, mind it up. And the spokesman might already take something to improve his voice. Fisherman's friend or so. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. So now Aviva invite due to a random selection process number group two to empower their spokesperson and then please speak about what is the we are discussing three causes of inattention. We have recognized that this is the root of all our problems in chanting. So group number two, please introduce your the course you were working with. What is it? How does it manifest? And most important, what is the remedy?
So we're working on restlessness. And so in terms of what is restlessness, so it's material desires that are pulling us away from our chanting. It's not knowing that the holy name is the highest priority. And it's when we have many desires, both spiritual and material, such as being, which makes us like overly ambitious and not realistic. So then when we're chanting, it's playing on our mind. And then in terms of how it manifests in everyday life. So as a result of these, the mind thinks of the other issues and the other desires whilst chanting. It makes the chanting more mechanical because it becomes like chanting because it becomes a lower priority, and it results in us not being present in the moment whilst we're chanting. Due to like, it makes us feel like we're missing out on the other desires that we have going on in our mind. And it can also like become a habit, which becomes quite difficult to get out of, and just leads to like more mechanical chanting. So in terms of the remedies for restlessness, so we've got sense control and discipline, such as fasting for Ekadashi or festivals, doing your dharma and listening to scriptures. So these things lead to contentment, joy and confidence, which then helps these things like pay our mind less whilst we're chanting. We also thought Trakdala chanting can also help. Chanting in association of devotees who are more senior than us is also one of the remedies. And then replacing things with, so replacing material things with spiritual activities where possible, because this helps us to develop our higher taste. And then the result of having a steady mind is that one can begin to relish the nectar of the name in no time at all.
Wonderful. Wow. Thank you. Wow. Brilliant work. Wonderful work. It was really educative for me also, and a very nice delivery. You can go to BBC TV. The next group will be number 3, please. The spokesperson. Oh, Bhakti Gamya. The wife of Buddha Bhavana, that is a natural spokesperson.
So ours was indifference, and so indifference arises because we have attachment to material things, and so the sign that one can see of indifference is that the chanting may feel quite mechanical. And we're chanting with a mood that, you know, trying to complete a task. For example, if, you know, even if we chant 64 rounds, we may not actually have that internal taste for chanting. So that's another symptom of indifference, if we don't actually have a taste for the chanting. So the remedies, well, we kind of really split into two sides, so things to do and things to really avoid. So things to avoid would be to remove external distractions. For example, examples given that one can cover the senses with a cloth. So cover the eyes and ears with a cloth. I think this is what Bhakti Natakul used to do.
I also do it when I'm in the car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just put the head up till here, and then you don't see any word. Okay. Not always, but when I find it difficult to concentrate, the hair just go 3 centimeters lower and then finish.
Didn't Bhakti Natakul, didn't he have a room where he used to just, it's very, very secluded, so he could chant there as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and we can also take up chanting in a place where there's devotees who have a taste for chanting holy names, and then we can also be inspired to give up our indifference or lack of taste for holy names. So we can also chant with Tulsi. We can also chant in the Dham, or the place of Krishna's leelas, and also chant with devotees who chant properly as well. And the result was that we have increased steadiness or nishtha, and also have increased taste and attachment for the holy names. And it will happen gradually as well, so don't give up.
Thank you. So can we request the spokesperson of group number 1 to please come here?
So for us, it was laziness or inertia, which is called jadhya. This is if one chants in a lazy attitude, in the mood of wanting to finish one's rounds. We kind of keep taking our beads out of the bead bag. We check how much have we got left. The first step we said here is about becoming conscious of the laziness. So we have to become conscious, and then we can look at the remedies. A few other points we had here is about procrastination. So we keep putting the chanting back till later in the day, later in the day, and then we chant at 10 o'clock, 16 rounds. We also mentioned how laziness is a symptom of the mode of ignorance. So this tiredness, this sleepiness, this not making it a priority in our life. And we also said this is also due to a lack of routine. And also, it was also mentioned, it's like a cheating mentality. You keep putting off Krishna for so many other things. So in terms of the remedies, the key remedy that's mentioned here in this page by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is to associate with devotees that have a desire to chant the holy names of the Lord. So when we come into their association, we see that they have a desire to hear and chant the Lord's holy names, and we see that we don't have that desire. So then we also develop that, the urge or the desire to have that. And then Nityananda nicely mentioned how when we see their desire, then we can also then internally make a prayer to Krishna, and we can say, "Dear Krishna, I also want to chant with that intention." So that was one of the other stages we said here about praying to Krishna and helping. We also put here waking up early in the morning, so there's no excuses, because it was mentioned that the laziness to chant also comes because we're very tired, or we don't have time, or we feel that there's so many other things to do in the day. So by waking up earlier, and then also by going to sleep earlier, then we don't have to make any excuses for the chanting. Another nice way to deal with laziness is to try to develop a dialogue with the mind. And this Sachinanda Maharaj mentioned, I think previously, about how we can try to reason with the mind, telling the mind, "Okay, I understand that you're very tired, but I want to chant the holy names." And you try to really convince the mind, because we see how the mind is very much not aligning to everything that we want to do. Like, we're sitting there to chant the holy names, yet the mind is trying to distract us. So we can see how the mind is actually different from ourselves. It was also mentioned by Shinran about to create a sacred space. So if we have a sacred space where we chant japa, then we know that this is the activity we do in that area. If we start to chant in many, many different places, then it's easy to become distracted, it's easy to become tired and lazy. But we know, okay, this place now here, even Shinran mentioned that one thing she does is she even puts the night before, she puts water in the spot where she's going to chant before, so she has everything ready, so when she wakes up in the morning, she can just meditate, and it's really, really nice. It was also mentioned about cleaning the room before chanting, so having a very aesthetically nice place means that you don't feel then likely to fall asleep if it's very messy, and then you start getting distracted and so many other things. We also mentioned about attending japa retreats. This also, I guess, with the association of devotees, hearing from advanced devotees, attending lectures on chanting. Sometimes it's mentioned that devotees try to avoid listening to lectures on chanting because, I mean, they don't have that inspiration, that desire to overcome. They don't feel that it's okay to just chant inattentive. Sometimes it was mentioned that it's too difficult to chant attentively because it's very straining on the mind. So again, these are excuses of in relation to laziness, not wanting to chant the Lord's names with attention. We also put here chanting with Prabhupada's recording in front of the deities. And also, when we have this laziness, it's a useful method to try and reveal the mind to a senior friend. And like this, one of the devotees, Shreya, she does this with her senior friend. She discusses the challenges that she has, and then like this you can get remedies. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Wow, really, this was a fresh breeze. All of your contributions. I guess when we do like this, when we talk amongst ourselves about the problems and the remedies, we do get new impulses, new inspirations, new impetuses which can move us forward. Sadhu Sangha, or association amongst devotees, is meant to be a birthplace of inspiration. So this was very inspiring, I felt. I thank you very, very much. We are in very good time. It's in 1 minute we are finished. It's 1:30. Let me again say that Today, first of all, we start our kirtan offering for the Lord at 7:30. Is that true? 7:30. Yeah. What?
It's up to you, Maharaj. Otherwise, we can always do just the regular hour, which is 8:15 to 9:15.
Oh, 8. I would suggest maybe let us have a little peaceful. No, 1 hour is good. 8:15 to 9:15, we will do. Yeah, then some peaceful situation is good. During this hour which you have, or during the time for the next workshop, I would appreciate if you think a little bit about questions, because I'm just running through the material. I know this. I have so much to say on this subject that I would like to see if there are any questions which you have on japa and kirtan. Good kirtan. So in the next workshop tomorrow, we will open with half an hour question and answer, maybe even longer. Let us see. I'm very grateful that you participated so nicely. I wish you all the best. Don't forget the river chanting. We have taken the slides because we always saw that devotees made photos of the slides of the river chanting, and therefore I thought the quality won't be so good as if we print it out. It's page 9 of your handouts. There you will find something about attentive chanting, and please learn to enter the river of the holy name with great satisfaction. I wish you a good appetite, and more important, a good fire of digestion. And we see each other this evening. Hare Krishna.